Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Sure, it's a new season, new opportunity, fresh start. We're all excited. But it's not exciting because it's the beginning. I mean, we've been doing this for decades. The excitement is the evolution. Knowing that the game and the way that we see it, it'll never stop changing. But no matter where this game takes us,
Mahomes looks to throw it.
We're here for it. Because the only feeling stronger than excitement is the fear of missing what happens next.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. You can probably have it on your phone already. If you don't, download it. One app, one tap.
Let's go!
Hear us anywhere on the ESPN app. ESPN, too. You can listen to KJM on your smart speaker. Say, play ESPN Radio. We pop right up. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Harry Douglas in for Key today. Again, Jay and I both got fooled off the top of that Ryan Clark narrated
just the
piece.
First sentence, HD.
I thought, wait, that is Harry Douglas.
First sentence sounds very much like the tonality of one Mr. Harry Douglas. You know what I mean?
Listen, Max, read your text message. I just sent Max the message. Read what the message just said.
I thought it was me again narrating. Harry thought literally. It fooled Harry, too. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Yeah, got us all. When it fools the person, wait, it sounds so much like the person that they think it's them. And they, yeah,
it's crazy.
I don't know. I guess how far is? I guess you guys are from more or less the same area of the country, right?
Yeah, because I think RC's from Louisiana.
I'm from Louisiana.
I'm from Georgia. So
yeah,
I mean, it's still the South.
Yeah, it's the South.
With an F.
Yeah,
not,
South.
Not with
right.
A TH.
South, right.
South.
Right.
South.
Right.
Yeah.
It's more than like...
You ever spend extended time in the South?
What do you mean by extended time?
I don't know, like a couple months?
No, I never... Like a couple months straight living in the South? No,
see, Max, you're telling stories. Yeah, I know you didn't been to one of them old Magic City Mondays, Max. I know you didn't been to a Magic City... When it got you some lemon pepper lose and everything. I know you asked.
What he asked was that I spend months in... No, the most I ever spent living... In a place even anywhere near the South would be I had an apartment in D.C. for 15 months when I hosted Around the Horn. It's not the South, and yeah. I didn't even really live there. I was back and forth.
See, just the whole way of life is different, man. Harry, I'm telling you, like North Carolina, like I'm all for it. I'm all for going to the grocery store and spending $100 and feeling like I could eat for 2 weeks.
Right.
Like,
or not having to put your cart up a little ramp that takes your cart upstairs. That blew my mind.
Just the whole, everything about
how do
it.
I get upstairs? You got to put your cart on the little thing.
Somebody so actually asking you, Harry, how you doing today? You're like, you know what? God bless your heart. I'm doing all right.
How about people actually just being nice?
Yeah, welcome to it, Max. Max has no idea what world we're even talking about.
No, I mean, I've been, what do you think, I've never been there?
His hands on his hip. He's just tight naturally.
It's on my leg.
He's
it's
naturally
on my leg.
Tight.
What are you talking about being nice? The hell with being nice? We're New Yorkers.
New York, you hold the door open for somebody. Like, what do you want? Like,
New York is not that rude, tell you the truth.
What are you talking about?
Because what you find is when a lot of people live in the same confined space, it actually requires a lot of cooperation, much more than you would think. I don't find New Yorkers rude. I mean, they're quick. I wouldn't say they're rude.
I think they say what's on their mind.
Well, maybe that could be.
Yes.
Is that a bad thing?
The only people that are nice or the only things that are really nice up there are the fat rats that's running around when I'm walking to Seaport in the morning times.
They'd be out. They'd be out.
They got Key taking the long way to school.
They jumped Key. They got
Key
early
one
morning.
They got Key taking the long way to school. He's not going through that alley.
He came in here sweating like he ran him.
I seen a family get run over. Literally. Jeez. Family of rats get ran over.
So
Transition off that, Max. Yeah, transition.
Tom Brady, speaking of rats, no, listen.
What?
All right.
What?
Tom Brady goes in depth.
What?
On balancing parenting and football, guys.
Sounds like a new book coming out.
I think Brady's interesting to listen to, actually. You would think, he's got too much of an image to uphold. He won't say enough. But in fact, particularly since he left New England, he seems to say things I think even when he's not really spilling the beans, you can read into him a bit. Here he is on Let's Go Podcast with Tom Brady, Larry Fitzgerald, and Jim Gray, SiriusXM.
I think I alluded to a few weeks ago, you know, everyone deals with different things in their life. And because we're, you know, you play out on a big stage and there's a big camera that's always on you. You're living your life, but you're living your sports life too. And they're covering sports, but they're covering your life too. And you're living your life and you can't stop your life even though sports is happening. So, you know, we all have different things that are going on. And I think once football season comes, I really lock in on what I need to do and how I need to focus and the kind of commitment I need to make for the organization so that we can maximize our potential as a team. And that's the commitment I've always made. And I've tried to do that in the best way possible and try to bring as much joy as I can to the people that are watching. I never felt like I ever wanted to cheat anyone with that.
Look, I think many of us can relate to being middle-aged, which he is, right, and having middle-aged problems. You have a family. You have your older generation who becomes enfeebled as they get older. You start to worry about the fact that the end is going to come soon for them. You have the younger generation that you're now raising. You have to worry about their future. You have to their lives. You want to be an involved parent. You have other relationships. You're like it's a tough time of life. So a lot of people can relate to that just kind of generally. But then in addition, he's an international superstar, married to another international superstar. Everything he does is under a microscope, right? I can imagine he's also at an age where every other player ever has been long retired. I can only imagine, or maybe I can't even imagine, everything he's going through. But that said, Jay, does it sound more and more like this is his last season?
I don't read into everything being Tom's last, but look, at any kind of friction or, you know, quote unquote, if there is friction between fans, that's the hardest part, I think, for Tom, frankly. I mean, there was a juncture here at ESPN where I was literally, Harry, traveling 5 days out of the week, right? And the strain that put on my wife at home with our first child, it was very challenging for us, right? Communication-wise, always talking, I wasn't around. She was going through a lot of different changes. You know, I'm now having my third child. Like, you talk about that. I mean, having a family, dad not really being around, everybody telling you things. Here's another one for you, Harry. People telling your wife things that you haven't got a chance to tell your wife yet, and you and your wife have that intimate relationship, right? How to deal with that.
Yeah.
And then everybody having some kind of say on what your future is intimately. There's a toll on that. And as much as people live in a celebrity eye, after a certain point, you love football, but, man, you love your family more.
And I think that's just one part, Jay, that a lot of fans don't understand about professional athletes. And even you talk about professional broadcasters and what we do right now, because at this moment I'm traveling a lot. And one of the things I have to make sure is that I am present when I'm away from home and I'm present while I am at home. So in the morning times when I have to come on a KJM when I'm up in New York, I will get up at like 3:30, but I will make sure I send videos and stuff, you know, to my kids so they can see them. And then I tell my wife to make sure she has it on ESPN too, so they can see daddy. And it's to the point now to where my daughter even wants to be a sports broadcaster. So I'm going to take her on a few of the game day trips so she can watch it from behind the scenes. And that's going to mean a lot to her. But it's one of the things that a lot of people don't really understand, because they look at athletes as being in the limelight and being stars. But you got to realize, man, athletes are human beings too. They go through issues as well. You'll be surprised how many teammates I had, and even times with me where I'm like, dang, okay, I need to buckle down on this. Or my wife is not going to tell me what I want to hear, but what I need to hear. Hey, you need to be better in this area, that area. And at the same time, on the opposite side of it, we can't be too prideful not to take the coaching, because communication is key, Jay. I think you said something key right there. It's like communication is key in everything. But there have been times in my household, too, where people have told my wife things before I told her. Ooh. And I had to explain to her, listen, I haven't even got a chance to tell you yet because they told you already. Those are just issues that – but we're not even talking about on the field now. We're just talking about off the field.
When Tom Brady first retired, he's talked about – his family wanting him to stop. They've sacrificed so much for him. Now it's time to sacrifice for them. If you recall, Jay, at the time, I said, that doesn't sound like a good reason to stop. In other words, you can't live your life for other people. It doesn't work. And so I thought that was an excuse, that he was just – he had to retire for other reasons. Maybe he wanted to come back with the Dolphins or something like that. But I think as time has gone on, maybe he really was getting pressure from his family to stop and realized after several weeks, I can't stop. I can't live my life for someone else.
Family can only play second fiddle for so long.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a different view. Yeah, I get it.
But Tom has won seven Super Bowls.
If you're passionate about something, you give it up for someone else, you're going to wind up resenting them. I don't think that really works. Matthew Stafford and his elbow injury is going to be an issue all season. Well, hopefully not, but is that an overreaction?
Keyshawn.
Why would I mess up this fake?
Jay Will.
What up, baby?
And Max.
We could just talk about pizza if you want.
Listen to Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Harry Douglas in for Key today. ESPN Radio, which you can hear on the ESPN app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance and joined now by ESPN NFL insider extraordinaire, Dan Graziano.
Extraordinaire.
What's up, Dan?
Not too much.
Did you write down that description for yourself, extraordinaire?
It does. It says it right here. He wrote it down. In fact, part of his appearance is in the contract. You have to say extraordinaire.
Yeah, new contract. Yeah, I got that in there. Yeah, it's good.
Because Max only reads what's on the prompter.
What's up, Graz?
Like at the end, I think DiMaggio always had to be introduced as like
the greatest living player.
If he was going to appear, like that was a condition of it.
Yeah, your DiMaggio's, your Grazianos, sure, right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's good. That's good.
When I was a kid, by the way, if someone heard Graziano, you thought Rocky Graziano, the middleweight champ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't get a lot of that anymore.
You don't get it anymore.
No. Yeah, I know Rocky Graziano is anymore.
A lot of people remember Rocky.
Paul Newman played him in the movie. Somebody up there likes me, and people are like, Paul Newman, who's that? Yeah. Right.
That was me, by the way. I'm like, who's Paul Newman?
The salad dressing guy? Yeah. Yes, actually, same he is guy. The salad dressing guy.
Okay.
Same guy.
Whoa, boy. See on TikTok?
What were we supposed to talk about?
Well, we're going to play a little overreaction.
Like, what's going on in there?
We're
going
to play a little overreaction, not overreaction, right. Dan.
So
are you ready?
Open Paul Newman TikTok account.
All right, ready for this? It is possible that Zach Wilson could start week one for the Jets. Overreaction, not an overreaction.
I think it's an overreaction. I know Robert Saleh said this, but look, I mean, it's been, I think, 3 weeks. It was supposed to be a 2 to 4 week recovery. They are not going to put him on the field until they're 100% sure that knee is all right. If he has to miss a game or two, that's okay. If he has to miss, you know, 12 or 15 games, that's a disaster. So I still think it's most likely to be Flacco, and we'll probably find that out for sure here in the next couple days.
Harry?
Yeah, this is an overreaction. And if they do decide to put Zach Wilson out there, tell me you want to be fired without really telling me you want to be fired.
It's a reaction. I mean, it's easy. I mean, the guy comes off a torn meniscus, and a bone bruise, which you can make case the bone bruise could be worse than the torn meniscus. But then, why even say it if you're Robert Saleh? That's what I'm confused about.
Oh, I think this is like
misdirection.
Coaches like trying to put in the opponent's head. Like, yeah, it's really going to throw off John Harbaugh and the Ravens, right? Like, they're new at this. Yeah. So no, I don't know. Maybe it's possible. Maybe he's making good progress. I think he's going to be okay. I think he's going to play early in the season. But I'd be surprised if it was this week.
Matthew Stafford elbow injury. It could be an issue all season. Overreaction? Not an overreaction, Dan.
It's not an overreaction because they're going to have to manage it through the season. Like, they've got him in a good place. They're very happy with how they got through the offseason with it, and they're very happy with the way he's throwing the ball. But it was an issue last season that they had to manage, back him off a little bit in terms of practice throws, and they're probably going to have to do something like that again as the season goes along. So it's an issue. I don't know that I don't expect it to be one that costs them games or costs him time, but they are going to have to pay attention to it.
Yeah, this is not an overreaction. One of the things they have to make sure, though, without an Austin Corbett, without an Andrew Whitworth, that especially week one, the Buffalo Bills, and, you know, that guy Von Miller is not sacking Matthew Stafford, hitting that elbow over and over again.
I mean, it's not an overreaction. Real championship teams always manage injuries, and how you do so, if you could do it effectively, could potentially lead to a Super Bowl.
Not an overreaction at all. Matthew Stafford had a great season, culminated with a Super Bowl. It's a loaded team. The whole shooting match is his elbow.
Yes, without him, there's nothing. But I think he's in a good place. Man, that game is in 2 days.
Yes, it is. Let's go, baby.
Lamar Thursday Jackson night football is stopping conversations on a new contract, Dan Graziano, when the season begins. So is that news something we should overreact to, or you can't overreact
to? What's the overreaction? Like, are you worried it's going to be a factor for him this season? I don't think it will be. I think he can compartmentalize, and he's going to play great. Look, this is a situation where my understanding is the relationship between the player and the team is okay. Like, they've been talking to each other. They understand where the disconnect is contract-wise, but everybody there loves him. He's willing to play it out and try the contract again next spring. He doesn't want to negotiate during the season because he doesn't have an agent, and this is not the kind of thing you want to do when you're trying to play football every week and play quarterback in the NFL. So he's going to put it on the back burner and pick it up again next spring, assuming it doesn't get done this week, which it doesn't sound like it will. So I think if you're worried about this affecting the Ravens or affecting Lamar Jackson, I would call that an overreaction.
Yeah, I don't think it's an overreaction because Lamar Jackson let everyone know some time ago that he was going to stop these talks when the football season began. Now, here's the overreaction. If Lamar Jackson decides that, you know what, on Saturday, I'm not going out there on Sunday playing a game, that would be the overreaction.
That would be something.
I just, you know what, Dan, I just don't want to, why even play?
Well, I mean, not like he's getting paid $23 million this year. Like, to Lamar Jackson, think about it. Like, Lamar Jackson's total career earnings over 4 years to this point is about $9.5 million. Mm-hmm. So the $23 million on the fifth-year option is significant money, like, that he has not seen yet. I think this speaks to, like, organizational structure and leadership, right? Like, this is a strong organization that has, you know, the coach and the GM have been there forever. They can communicate to him, here's how we feel, here's why. He has a relationship with them where he can freely communicate. And I don't think, my understanding is it's not contentious. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, there's a sense that something will get done. They could franchise him next year. They could franchise him the year after. You start adding that money up, you're looking at maybe $130, $140 million over the next 3 years. He's going to be fine.
Mitch Trubisky, listed as the starting quarterback, or it's QB1,
yeah,
on the depth chart, but Kenny Pickett listed at QB3. Mm-hmm. If I say, wait a minute, QB3, what the hell is going on? Is that an overreaction or not an overreaction?
I think it's an overreaction. If something – the question is, and Jeff Saturday was just mentioning this in our meeting for Get Up, like, are they going to dress three quarterbacks on Sunday? That's an interesting thing. And if they don't, then who are the two? Like, are they just trying to hold Mason – because I know they've been trying to trade Mason Rudolph, and they haven't had any success, obviously. Are they trying to hold him out as, you know, somehow more valuable to them than other teams are willing to give them credit for? It's possible, but it's possible they don't think Pickett's ready to go in a game and that Rudolph would be the backup if something happened to Trubisky. But, it's interesting. But I think teams play games with these depth charts this time of year, and I think that's probably all it is.
Yeah, I think it's an overreaction. I don't think nothing about this. Mike Tomlin, he's an old school guy. Kenny Pickett, I think if anything was to happen to Trubisky, I think he would be the next guy to go in and be successful. Not just play, but be successful.
Yeah, I think that's it, what you said right there, Harry. And that's overreaction. Look, Kenny Pickett is the future for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think the organization knows that. How he goes about evolving and maturing in that role, I think that's what Mike Tomlin's all about.
Yeah, right. Maybe you guys talked me into it. I feel like if Kenny Pickett would have really been putting the pressure on Trubisky as the QB1, he'd be probably listed at QB2, but maybe not.
I think this is the public depth chart. We had a
not
look at the one that's on the
chart,
wall in Tomlin's office, I wonder if it might be a little different.
Or maybe on the wall of his mind.
Maybe.
Dan Graziano. All right, this I want to get to. Giants offensive coordinator Mike Kafka, not head coach Brian Daboll.
Right.
Will be calling the plays during the 2022 season, and my eyes open up a little bit. Is that an overreaction or not an overreaction?
That your eyes open up a little bit? No, I think it's interesting. I think it's the way it was going to be all along. Like they got Mike Kafka to leave Kansas City, to leave Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, and that, to come to the Giants, who. Max, I don't know if you know this, but they haven't been as great a team as Kansas City the last couple of years. So I don't think
come
he was going
to
come to that situation if he wasn't going to be like a step up for him as in terms of responsibility. Mike Kafka wants to be, you know, a head coach someday, and this is some. But I think it speaks to Daboll and like what he sees his role as the head coach. Like a lot of guys, offensive coaches are going to come and be head coach. They're going to want to call the plays. They're going to want that level of control over that thing on game day. Daboll, I think, views himself more as the overseer, the tone setter, the guy who can communicate the vision to everybody. Like he'll have oversight over Kafka, and he'll be able to veto play calls if he wants. But I think it says a lot about how Daboll sees himself as a head coach, and more than just I was brought in as an offensive guru. I'm here to manage the whole team.
Yeah, when I look at this and I've seen this, it's more about Daboll controlling offense, defense, and special teams, not just being honed in on offense. Sometimes when you get coaches that just tailor towards one side of the ball, you can have the other two parts of the ball feel some type of way about that, but. You have a guy that wants to be a head coach, like you just said, Graz. Give him the opportunity to call plays, and if you need to chime in at any point, then you do that.
I've seen the way the offense has been ran in Kansas City, and I'm all for it. I mean, anything that kind of revolves around that with Brian Daboll over the top, like the combination of both, I'm all for the Giants and their offense because our offense has been anemic at times.
Well, I mean, the success of the Giants' offense, I suppose, Dan, will depend on the metamorphosis of Kafka into a –
It's sitting right there.
It's
for
sitting
you.
Right there. Yeah, I picked the low-hanging fruit. Yeah. Metamorphosis.
Somebody had to do it.
Somebody just had to be
Kafka. Kafka metamorphosis.
Do you think more people got the Rocky Graziano reference or the metamorphosis reference?
No one got either reference, Dan. No one got either reference. No.
To know for sure.
No. Metamorphosis was a
have times have changed.
Franz Kafka. Okay. Veteran offensive tackle Jason Peters will help solidify the Cowboys' offensive line. Is that an overreaction or not an overreaction, Dan?
How old is he, Dan? 40?
He's 40, okay. Which, you know, that feels young to me. I think he's – I think it's an overreaction. Look, he's not going to start at left tackle this week, if ever. They want to start the rookie Tyler Smith there and hope that that's fine. You know, he was a first-round pick. If Tyler Smith struggles, if they have an issue on the right side, Peters gives them a veteran, a stabilizing kind of presence who can probably fill in a number of different spots if needed. But I don't think at this stage in his career you're going to be able to count on him as one of your offensive line starters for a full season. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's one of these, you know, he already is. He's already proven he's kind of a freak athlete that can play later than most at his position. But I think they're looking at him more of a depth piece, insurance type of guy.
Yeah, I think it's an overreaction. When you have a guy that's that age and he's just coming onto a team right before the season starts. It's different, though, Grimes, when you have a guy like that and he's been on your team for some whiles and he's been through the system, he's been through practice, and he's been on that offensive line working in unison. But this is different. He's just now coming to the Dallas Cowboys, so I think it's an overreaction.
Yeah, I agree with you, Harry. Plus, you know, as it relates to the Cowboys, I'm just dying to see these first two games, man. The Bucks and the Bengals, we're going to find out everything we need to know about the Cowboys in the first 2 weeks.
Everything.
Pretty much.
Everything. Won't need to watch the last 15
games. No, why not? Watch next 15 weeks, why?
When he say everything, he means everything.
That is Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL insider, who got both the Rocky Graziano and the Kafka reference. Mm-hmm. Gold star for Dan Graziano.
Just means I'm old.
Well, yeah, that's all it means. That's
all it means. And I paid attention in school.
Does Kafka have a TikTok?
Like Peters?
Does Kafka have a TikTok, Jay wants
Mike or Franz?
Franz.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. I like Franz better than Mike.
Pretty sure he's dead.
Thank you, Dan. Am I going to see you later today?
Oh, yeah. I'm here all day, man. Excellent. You can't get rid of me.
Excellent, excellent. Which new starting quarterback will have the greatest effect on his team's success this season? That's coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Over or under?
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, Harry Douglas in for Key today. We're playing over-under win totals for teams with new starting quarterbacks. Go ahead, Shannon.
All right, well, let's get it started. We've talked a lot about Mitchell Trubisky today, so let's start there. Right now, we're doing win totals for teams with new starting quarterbacks. Pittsburgh Steelers, Max, I'll start with you. Over-under 7.5 for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Going on the over, as Tomlin's never been under 500. I don't know if Trubisky's going to have over 7.5. I might take the under on Trubisky there, but I'll take the over on the Steelers, over 7.5.
I'll take the under on Trubisky. I think he's underrated, but I don't know. Just something that doesn't feel right.
For the Steelers. You're taking the under on the Steelers.
Yes.
So Mike Tomlin's going to have a losing season for the first time ever.
For the first time.
Okay.
I'm going to go slightly over. I think they're going to win 8 games this year. So I'm going to go over.
All right, let's move down to the Carolina Panthers with Baker Mayfield as their starting quarterback. Max, over under 6.5 for the Carolina Panthers.
Ooh, that's the right number, isn't it? Oh, I'm going to take the under because I got to see McCaffrey stay healthy for the whole season before I believe it. If he can, I think they can hit the over, but I can't bank on that, so I'm taking the under.
I'll bet on CMC being healthy for the season. I'll take over. I think 7 is about right to me. I think with Baker and CMC, I think that's a dynamic that we can see them winning games.
I'm going to go under. The last 2 years, he's played 10 games at CMC. We're talking about the offensive line last year was terrible. They made some changes, but I have to see it and play in the first few games they have, the Browns, the Giants, the Saints, the Cardinals, the 49ers, the Rams. I just don't think that offensive line is going to hold up against those first few opponents either.
All right, this is a big number here. Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos, Max. Over under 10 wins for the Broncos. What say you, sir? Ooh.
I'm going to take the under. I think the number should have been 9.5, but that's a brutal division.
Yeah.
And I don't know. The Broncos roster I don't think is number one in the division, and I don't think their quarterback's number one either. 10 wins is a lot for an over-under. I got to take the under. Even in a 17-game season in that division, I got to take the under.
I'll take the under, and this is not a knock on the Broncos. Just Wilson in his first season there in Denver with first-time head coach, first-time OC, I mean, in that division.
Rookie head coach and rookie OC. Yeah, man, and he's playing with them for the first time.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to go under because of that division and the conference alone. So that's what makes me think I don't think the Broncos will have over 10 wins.
All right, let's go down to Atlanta where Marcus Mariota is the guy now at starting quarterback. Max, over under.
Oh, right, Shannon. No. You can't start with Max. Got to start with Harry. He's in Atlanta.
I was gonna let Harry go last because that's his voice. I was gonna build up to it.
Right,
you can't give it to
you want
to
save the best for last. Okay, I got you. Say the best for last.
If you want to call it that. All right, Atlanta Falcons,
whatever,
Max.
Shannon.
The number is at 5, over under 5 wins for Harry's Atlanta Falcons.
So if I take 5, that's not a push. I'm hitting the over. I think 5 is the right number. It's hard to win 4 games. You got to be really bad. I'm going to take the over.
Harry,
Jay, you up, Jay?
I think I may slightly take over. Slightly. Barely.
So I'm going to go over. One thing I do know about this division, when you have a rivalry like the New Orleans Saints, usually those two teams split that game. Usually they split with Carolina. You're going to find some other teams down the line to beat as well. So I'm going to go over with this one.
Five, just a low number. It would have said 4.5. I take the over a lot easier.
Every time I just see his name or think about Calvin Ridley being suspended for the season, it's just like, it's laughable.
Yeah, it is.
It's laughable.
All right, we're playing over under here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And right now we're looking at win totals for teams with new starting quarterbacks. Max, Matt Ryan in Indianapolis. The number is 10. Over or under 10 wins for the Colts with Matt Ryan.
How many wins did Indy have last year?
Was it 9?
Sounds right,
it
9
may
or 10.
Have been 9.
It's not – like, 10 is a high number. Like, they might – they're in a better position to make a playoff run this year. And they're in a super weak division. But I – or a weak division, at least.
I gotta, 9, yeah.
Yeah, 9. I got to take the under again. I just feel like people want Matt Ryan to still be what he was, and they keep saying it, but – I don't care what how nice the franchise was being to him. You got traded for a third-round pick. That tells me the league does not think you're that good anymore.
That's fine. I'm going to take the over. I think Matt Ryan is an exponentially different quarterback than Carson Wentz, just from a confidence and a playmaking ability. Like the precision that Matt Ryan has, Harry, you've seen him the most being down in Atlanta.
Yep.
I think him combined with the talent on this roster for the Colts has him an underdog to win the Super Bowl.
I'm going to go over, and I'm going to go over because I like this key addition to their defense. Stephon Gilmore, shutdown corner, a guy that can take away half of the football field. You have two phenomenal linebackers in Okereke and Shaquille. I can't even think of the last name because Leonard now. And then you have that defensive line, DeForest Buckner. You have the run game, Jonathan Taylor. Matt Ryan in big moments is not going to squander like we've seen Carson Wentz. So I'm going to go over with this team.
If it was the over-under was 9.5, I would go. Like 10 to me sounds
right. Yeah, 10's a lot, man.
10 sounds right to me. 11 sounds like a lot.
All right, we'll do one more team here. We'll do some others later on in the show. But the last team that we'll do here, looking at win totals for teams with new starting quarterbacks this year, we're going to go to Cleveland Browns with Deshaun Watson / Jacoby Brissett as their starting quarterbacks. Max, the number is 8.5, over or under Cleveland Browns win totals.
I'm taking the under. I think people are thinking a lot of Jacoby Brissett, and I think Jacoby Brissett's a nice backup to have. 3 or 4 games. You want to play 11 games? I don't think you're going to win half of those games. I think you'll win fewer than half of those games. And then what's Deshaun going to do? Go undefeated as soon as he hasn't played in 2 years? I like the under there.
Yeah, I'll take the under for all the reasons Max just mentioned.
Yeah, I'm going to go under as well. When you look at their schedule, they have the Chargers, New England, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Miami, Buffalo, Tampa, all back-to-back weeks with a bye week in there. Then Deshaun Watson comes back for Houston. We don't know how he's going to be, and you still have, after he comes back, Cincinnati, Baltimore, New Orleans, and Pittsburgh to finish the division series off with them. So I'm going to go under.
Hey, can Clemson get back to being a dominant program, or is Dabo in the... And his Tigers, uh-oh, have they peaked as a program?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Clemson quarterback, DJ. Yagalele.
What?
By the way, I learned how to say this when he pinch hit a couple seasons ago, and I've forgotten since then.
Uangale.
Wrong again.
I don't know what it is about my brain with names. I think I get it from my...
Here we go now.
My parents who mispronounced names so brutally, it must be intentional, I used to think when I was a kid. I can't do it with names. I don't know why.
I'm the same way, Max. I'm not even going to lie. Especially when you get into those, like, hockey names and stuff like that.
Yeah. Whew. Eastern European, lots of consonants, one after another.
It gets brutal.
Yeah. Not to bet.
Gesundheit. Listen. Bless you. What'd you say? Did you sneeze?
See, DJ Ukulele.
Listen,
just
I,
Max,
as I
one, more,
say,
one more time for us. Say his name, Max. One more time for us.
Ukulele. I mean,
Jay, Max called him an instrument. He called him a ukulele.
DJ ukulele. That's what it gets stuck in my brain a certain ukulele. Way, and I can say it 15 times. As I always tell people, I called him Holyfield. I watched him through the Olympics, turn pro. Clean out the cruiserweight division, move up. I was still calling him Holyfield. But I don't know why. It just got it stuck in my head.
What?
Oh, man.
Holyfield. It took me 5 years to say it right, and that's an easy name. Listen, when you have a brain as complex and brilliant as mine, some things slip through
you
the
struggle
cracks.
With simple names?
Simple things, right?
Like Terrell?
Einstein Terrell also
Owens.
Was bad
he
with names.
He had to be able to say Terrell
Owens. Oh, yeah.
Years.
By the way, Terrell and Terrell? Terrell Owens ruined the name Terrell for me. Forever, Terrell. Who says it like Terrell?
Are you as smart as you project yourself to be if you can't remember simple names?
Clearly not.
Yeah. Mm.
Can Clemson get back to being a dominant program? Or has Dabo and have they peaked? Has Dabo's Tigers program peaked? Listen to Dabo Swinney on having a selfless team.
Well, we've got competition at every position, but I think to be great, you know, you got to be selfless, and you know that's just the way it is. You know, you gotta be a selfless player. You know, you gotta be ready, and you gotta root for your teammates. And this is a special team in that way. They're very selfless. They're very self-aware. They really love each other. They pull for each other. And man, I promise you, nobody was pulling more for DJ to have a good night than Cade. You know, they're just two really amazing, humble young people that love and support each other.
So, Harry, I know that, you know, Clemson had a top five defense last year. I understand that their defense is next level. But I've been waiting to see the progression from DJU, right, from the quarterback position. I know he shed 35 pounds, but it was interesting. When that game was, 14-10, 13-10 around that score?
14-10, yep.
It was before they pulled away in the fourth, and he looked good in the middle of the third quarter. I get it. It still didn't feel like I was watching – a top five team. Now, maybe they can grow into a top five team, right? But for a Georgia Tech team that was supposed to finish, you know, six out of seven teams in the Coastal Division of the ACC, I'm just like saying, wow, okay. Like, this is problematic for me. And for DJU, Like, when you think about the lineage of incredible quarterbacks that have came through Clemson, from Deshaun Watson to Trevor Lawrence, and these guys playing at that level, their defense can take them so far. But you're looking for that quarterback to be superb, and I'm just not sure he is that yet. I'm not sure.
And I tell you, Jay, for Clemson to get back to what they was, winning national championships and winning in the college football playoffs, it's going to take that quarterback position. You talk about a guy in Deshaun Watson. You talk about a guy in Trevor Lawrence who did it. And right now, I just don't think DJU is there. I was at that game last night, so I got to see a lot of things up close and personal. And that offense just doesn't look explosive. It doesn't look like it's hitting on all cylinders. And I tell you now, guys, if it wasn't for a block punt, literally, if it wasn't for a block punt by Georgia Tech, I don't even know if the offense even gets started. That block punt allowed Clemson to score their first touchdown in the second quarter with 9:53 left. But here's another secret. It took them four downs to score the football. I think like inside the 5-yard line. Literally took fourth and goal and Will Shipley to score a touchdown for them to actually score. But then you get to a moment where you're up 14-10 and they go down and they kick a field goal. And if it wasn't for Georgia Tech and their offensive linemen jumping off sides, because I actually thought their offensive coordinator, Chip Long, was calling some good plays and designing some great things, but they started putting themselves in holes. And then you look at Clemson, and they got to a 3rd-and-2 situation. And this one, the game was 17-10, because it could have turned right here. DJU made a remarkable play. It's not high as I was on him last night. He made a remarkable play and pitched the ball back to Will Shipley. Yeah. And then they went down and scored a touchdown and made it 24-10. If he doesn't make that play, then this game, it may be a different ball game. But I know every coach, head coach right now in the ACC, in that conference, is saying, you know what? The ACC is wide open. We can win it. That was my take on it. I do not think Clemson is a top 5 team. I don't know if they're a top 10 team from what I seen last night. Because if they would have played an opponent that was even halfway better than Georgia Tech last night, they would have lost that game to anybody else. So if I'm in the ACC and I'm looking at things across the board, I know right now that my team, if your team is up to standards now, can win the ACC at any given moment. So in my eyes, it's up for grabs, and it's not just Clemson that's going to take the throne this year.
888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Josh in South Dakota has something to say, guys. Morning, Josh.
It's a sport of game, better than diamond rings, and that's why they call the show football. Sundays in the sun, referees whistle blow, that's why they call the show football, football. In the infamous words of Russell Crowe, are you not entertained? Let's get excited, fellas.
Are you not entertained?
Hey, we came with the lyrics and the rhyme. I mean, we're all
sang and everything.
Back.
Put a little something in it, too.
Yeah, put the R&B pop on that.
Are you not entertained?
Hey, Baby Huey's on the line. I thought Baby Huey passed
Huey
decades ago, but cold, cold eyes upon. Go ahead, Baby Huey.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? Hey, I wanted to do a shout-out to the Buckeyes. Spectacular defense. Yeah. Will they win the Big Ten, and can they make the playoffs?
Harry, I'll say this about the defense. That defense is exponentially better than what it was last year. New personnel on the sidelines definitely helping that. And C.J. Stroud got off to a slow start, but we still all know how explosive this offense could be. I think it's and Notre Dame, to me, is a legit team. Like, if Clemson was playing at Notre Dame, they would have lost that game.
That's what's crazy about the point spread in that game. Tells you how much people thought of Ohio State. Real quick, Harry, we got like 20 seconds.
Yeah, I'll say Jim Knowles coming over from Oklahoma State, where they had a top 5 defense, had those guys playing well, drew up some great blitzing. I think you've seen Ohio State go back to the ground game, two phenomenal backs, especially in that fourth quarter, and went down, scored a touchdown to go ahead and seal it.
Here's the question, guys. Is it in the Jets' best interest to sit Zach Wilson, not just week one, but until he is fully healthy?
Duh.
The word is healthy in English.
What?
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, Harry Douglas in for Key. We're back in moments. ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.